Let's take a look at stocks worksheet number 3. Now, make sure you do the calculations first before you look at the answer key, okay? All right. Have you done them? All right, I'll wait. Oh, well, anyway, let's read. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, New York Stock Exchange, the Amex, now called the New York Stock Exchange, MICET, MKT, or market, or whatever that's supposed to be, I don't know, NASDAQ, or over-the-counter, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. The market capitalization, is it a large cap, mid cap, small cap, optionally you could call it a mega cap or micro cap, and the type of stock, is it a blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, asset play, foreign. This data is as of February 1st, 2013. So the first company is Marriott International. You know who they are. Right, that's the hotel chain. And their recent stock price was $40.29, and the number of shares outstanding was 315.54 million shares. Well, where would we expect to see the Marriott? Yeah, they're on the New York Stock Exchange, right. And if you don't, if you're not quite sure, which you can't be sure anymore these days, you go look it up and it'll tell you New York Stock Exchange. All right, so $40.29, the stock price, times 315.54 million shares equals $12,713.11 million of market capitalization. Now, you can leave it like that. You could leave it at 12,713.11 or 0.1 or whatever million. But what you will normally see on the websites when you look this data up is they will convert that 12,713 million to 12.71 billion. They will move the decimal 3 to the left and change the million to billion. Now, if you want to write out all the zeros and the ones and all that, all the way to the ones location, that's fine. If you have a scientific calculator, that's fine. But you don't have to do that. You normally will not see it written that way. So this is a market capitalization of almost $13 billion. Right. This is a large cap company. Anything above $10 billion or so is large cap. So, not real large, but $13 billion is large enough and as far as I'm concerned. Stock type, is it a blue chip? Well, maybe some people would consider Marriott to be blue chip, but not really. They're not that important to the economy in that they're, if you take away GE please take away McDonald's, but that's a different story. They're a cyclical. Why? Because hotels tend to follow the economic cycle. When business is doing well and there's growth, well, there's more need for business travel. And, of course, people feel more likely to take a trip and to go on vacation. Exactly. So they're fairly cyclical. Good. Now, the number two is Ryder Trucks. They've got the letter R. They've got the letter R, which, it used to be, folks. This was something that used to be the truth, but it's not true anymore. Any combination of three characters or less used to mean it was on the New York Stock Exchange, maybe on the Amex. But that's just not true anymore. Now they have some ticker symbols that are four characters that are on the New York Stock Exchange. And it used to be that if you had four characters, then that was on the NASDAQ. Or maybe one of the pink sheets or the OTC bulletin board. But that's not true anymore now. They have some that are two characters or three characters that are on the NASDAQ. So that tradition is gone. But R, yeah, that for some reason they went to the New York Stock Exchange and they said, let us use R in New York Stock. You said, all right. But many of you don't even know who Ryder Trucks are, huh? They're a a trucking company that rents trucks. In fact, that's their symbol. That's their motto, Ryder Rents Trucks. And so we find that they're on the New York Stock Exchange. If you take the recent stock price, $57.90, times the 50.80 million shares that are outstanding, and where do we find that? We go on the internet and find that it's under key statistics if you use Yahoo. We find that their market capitalization is $2,941.32 million. Well, you can write it like that. That's fine. But normally what will happen is they will move the decimal point three to the left and write it as $2.94 billion. Now, is that a large cap, a mid cap, a small cap? Right, mid cap. Anything between about 1 or 2 billion up to about 10 billion is considered a mid cap company. And they're a transportation company and typically cyclical, right? As the business cycle comes into its growth stage, there's more need for transportation, hence more need for trucks, and so they do well. And when the business cycle falls down, they fall down. Now, this number three, Cardium Therapeutics. You've heard of them, haven't? No, you haven't. Now, this is the kind of company, folks, that I used to be a sucker for. It's based here in San Diego. It's in the high-tech, biotech world. And what they're doing is just unbelievable. It's just so hard to believe. They've got out of this business, but this was their, I guess this was their big money maker. They developed something that is used in hospitals. If you have anybody in your family or if you are unfortunate enough to have a stroke, get that person to the hospital as fast as possible, because there are technologies now that can reverse the harm that is caused by the stroke. How do they do it? Well, they lower the person's body temperature tremendously, essentially putting them into a deep freeze, and that reverses the, if they get there fast enough. Incredible. And Cardium Therapeutics did this, and then I don't know what happened. Somebody made an offer and they sold it, and now they're, I don't know. When I was looking at it, the price was about $1.87, and I'm really glad I didn't buy it, because now the price is $6.19, and it's 6CXM, which meant it was on the New York Stock Exchange, or maybe the Amex, and it turns out it's on the Amex. Now, is the Amex called the Amex anymore? By the old-timers, yes, but no, it's now called the New York Stock Exchange MKT, which I don't even know how you say that, market or MKT. You see, when this kind of thing used to happen, the whole brokerage world would be notified. It would be splashed across all the news and everything. Nobody told me this, and I found out just by looking up some stock that was on, I thought was on the Amex, and it said, "What is this?" And I called my boss and I said, "Did they send you anything telling you that the Amex was changing the New York Stock Exchange MKT?" And he said, "No, nobody told us." So the changes are happening so fast that they don't even, it's not even a big deal. They don't bother to alert the brokerage industry. It's very interesting. So its recent stock price is 19 cents. Number of shares outstanding, 129.22 million shares, 129.22 million. So if you do that multiplication, 19 cents times 129.22 million, you wind up with $24.55 million, $24.5 million. Now, what kind of market capitalization is that? Well, it's micro cap. You could say small cap, that would be fine. In fact, it's verging on the penny stock. It's not quite a penny stock, folks. They are a legitimate company. They're struggling. They've just recently entered the nutritional supplements arena. I wish them a lot of luck. I liked it a whole lot better when they were saving people's lives and doing... We can't all be... can't have all the honorable things. Sometimes you just got to make a buck. But I wish them well. But I'm glad I didn't buy their stock at $1.64. So are they a goner? I don't know. They seem pretty sharp. They're very, very opportunistic. They develop these things and then they sell them and they try to make a million, and I wish them a whole lot of success, but I'm sure glad I didn't invest in them. Now, but the cool thing is I actually have a friend who works there. I met her by going to the meetings and listening to their spiel and talking to other investors, and she works for the company, and she's one of those people who's eternally optimistic, and I hope the company does well, because she'll become a very wealthy woman if they do, because of her stock options, which we'll discuss later in the semester. Number four, Oracle Corporation. Maybe you've never heard of them, but you've used their products. Every time you go online, check your balance and check your bank statement. Every time you swipe something at a internet website that's selling things, chances are you're using Oracle software, because they build the biggest and bestest databases in the world. Their software is fabulous, and they now own Sun Microsystems. Sun Microsystems builds medium-sized computers, which are now as powerful as the very, very big computers that IBM makes, and they run Oracle software and other types of software, and they can do, I forget what they're up to now, 12,000 transactions per second, if you can believe that. So Oracle, right, database software, business software, they call them workstations, but they're really just, they used to call them mini computers, but now they're just network computers. NASDAQ, right, exactly. If you look them up, you'll find they're on the NASDAQ. They never bothered to move on over to the New York Stock Exchange. They feel very happy on the NASDAQ, and they intend to stay there. Recent stock price, $35.51. 4.73 billion shares. So multiply 35.51 times 4.73 billion, and you wind up with a company that's worth $167.96 billion. Is that a large? Well, actually, we call those companies mega cap. And either way, if you use large cap, people would, they wouldn't poo-poo you, but they might say, well, it's a mega cap. Anything above about $100 billion, staggering sum of money, is often called a mega cap. But you could say large cap. Mega cap is a subcategory of large cap. Is it a growth stock? Well, they used to be one of the archetypal growth stocks, but more and more and more they've gotten so large, and they're so much permeating the entire economy that they have become a cyclical company, basically, in that as the economy does well and grows anywhere around the world, they're a global business, they grow. If the economy shrinks, they shrink. But they're still on a growth path, because there's still many, many companies around the world that are just wanting to get and break into the big times. And if they do, they need Oracle or something like Oracle, one of Oracle's competitors such as SAP. It's interesting, if you go with a company like SAP, if you start investigating this world, you'll find that even if SAP does well, Oracle still does well, because SAP uses, or yeah, it's interesting that way. So go back over, make sure you can do these calculations, and you now are experts in market capitalization. See ya!